Bob Boylan, you went away for a couple of weeks. You came back. You look like Howard Hughes after, you know, they carried him out of his mansion, you know, and he had that long beard and long fingernails because he just, you know, he'd lost his mind and let everything go. You're all hairy here over the mouth and jaw area.
I went to a Fish show last night, and by the end of the first guitar solo,
you had a full beard.
I had a growth. By the end, it grayed.
You know, I can't grow a beard. I've tried, but maybe if I went to a Fish show, that would do it for me.
I think you need to do that.
Yeah. What did you think of Fish? Your first Fish.
I had a really wonderful time. It was amazing watching the people. It's like this community. Because of the music, people, like just even the very beginning, they're noodling around on the guitar. And I don't really know what's going on. I'm in the photo pit and shooting photos. And later I go see my friend Ben, and he tells me this whole story of what was going on and noodling because it was a continuation of a running thing from the night before. Really, really incredible musicians. It's not my music.
Yeah.
I think that's in the end that what is the downside for me, but I'm glad they make the music they do. Deeply respectful of the music they make. This is so much about craft. Their music is so much about craft. And I care much less about craft than I did when I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
I care much more about it just hitting me and believing that there's no better or worse guitar player, meaning there's no right or wrong. If it affects you, that's all that matters. It's not
right.
Whether good or bad. So I think they're extraordinary, and they touch the souls of every body much more in that space than they did mine, but I'm so glad I was there.
Is there something that you'd like to play today that is just right, that hits you just right?
How about this? During the 2 weeks I've been away doing this writing project, I spent a lot of time with the new Front Bottoms record. In fact, did a song premiere of it on the video premiere on our blog. It's a song called Laugh Till I Cry. I find them to be one of the absolute 10 best American bands in a live situation.
Wow.
I mean,
That is a tall claim.
Incredibly boggle my mind live. They are the most fun you can have almost at a show. They're anthemic. You just scream the words back to them. You are part of the show.
Wow.
And I love that. So I'm going to play a song called Laugh Till I Cry by the Front Bottoms.
I guess I just don't get your plan. Are you trying to smash my world up? I'm trying to understand. You say you know me, not truly who I am. You stress the modifier while I stress the adjective. walking away the whole time, sleeping in the chair right next to me. It's time to go.
Party over.
They hit my funny bone. They hit every part.
Funny bone.
My funny bone. They hit my pleasure center.
I don't want to hear about your pleasure
center. Yeah, no, they do that. Yeah. That's the Front Bottoms, Laugh Till I Cry. They have a new record, a new album I'm so excited about, and it comes out September 18th. It's called Back on Top. A kind of a fuller band, four-piece. They've often done two and three-piece. Now they're bigger and maybe even more anthemic, we'll hear. And you've got to go to a show of theirs. I mean, you just have to do that. Everybody out there, just once, and then you'll either go back every single time or it's not for you. But
well, hopefully they'll still be playing in 18 years, which is probably when I'm going to get to see my next show.
That'll work.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Philadelphia for the group Beach Slang. Are you a Beach Slang fan? I know there are a number of bands from Philly that you like.
Yeah.
I've been
listening to a lot of the Hop Along record, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. This is a band out of Philly that makes the kind of rock that it just is so perfect for me. It falls in that sweet spot of both raw and vulnerable. It's like it's ragged and noisy, but also very wistful and reflective. Beach Slang put out a couple of 7-inch records last year, but this year they are releasing their debut full length. It is called The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. Since learning this album title, I've been trying to think, well, what are things that I do to find people who feel like I do? I'm not sure I have a list yet, but I'm going to keep thinking about it.
I bet it's everything from the movies you might see to the places you might go and eat to the people you might work with to the music you might listen to the...
Yeah, but I mean, apart from all of that, apart from everything.
The clothes you might wear, the Beach glasses Slang, that song. You choose, the feet that you eat with.
What? This song is called...
That's Katie Presley.
This song is called Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas.
See, Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas.
Bad Art and Weirdo
feet.
Ideas, yeah.
Yeah, eat with your feet.
You're a strange man, Bob Boiling.
The home of your love, my favorite thing.
I've got something I'm going to add to my list of elements and songs that I'm a sucker for. So along with hand claps and big group sing-alongs, I'm going to add doo-doo-doo-doos or ba-ba-ba-ba's. Anytime you have that in a song, you've got a winner, just the way they close out that song. Sucker for that. And I'm a sucker for that shimmering sort of guitar vibe sound that they get, that shimmering, ringing guitar sound. And that was Beach Slang with the song Bad Art and Weirdo Ideas. A song all about being the odd person out, feeling out of place, and trying to make sense of the world and understand that you're not alone. There are other weirdos out there just like you.
You're speaking of yourself.
I am. Yeah. I am.
And James Snyder from Beach Slang came here and did a Tiny Desk concert.
Sure enough.
Back early spring, I guess it was.
Was that just this year?
Yeah. Right?
Time's a trip, man.
In fact, Front Bottoms did a Tiny Desk concert.
They did do a Tiny Desk.
Let's see if we can do that the entire show. Let's see what happens.
I know that we can for...
Shh.
Okay. Anyway, Beach Slang. The record is The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us. And it is out October 30th.
You have a T-shirt on. That would be one thing.
With a driving a VW Bug,
yeah.
You think? I had two different VW Bugs I went through when I was growing up. High school, one in high school and one in college. One of them that was just a VW Bug pieced together from a bunch of different VW Bugs pieced together, like a different fender from one. And, you know, I was barreling down the highway at 70 miles an hour and I heard this clunk. And then one of my back tires just went zipping past me. The driver said, you know, and I kind of like whipped my head and watched the tire zip ahead, and it bounced ahead down the highway.
Oh, my God.
And then I was still kind of even level, you know, for, you know, a few hundred feet or however long. And then finally the car just went, and where the wheel had been, it just started scraping the axle along the, so shooting sparks out of the back of the car as I'm barreling down the highway. Anyway, all of which is to say Beach Slang has a new record coming out October 30th. Be there.
Or be square. I'm going to play for you a duo. They're known as Gems. They've had an EP.
Did a Tiny Desk concert.
No, they didn't. Which is, you know, hey, Gems, you know, before you moved to L.A. from here, you could have done a Tiny Desk concert. I mean, but they're such perfectionists that they really wanted to get their record and sound just right. This is Cliff Usher and Lindsay Pitts from the group Gems. And now they've done it. I've listened to their whole album, and they really were on a mission to define a sound. I'm going to play this song. It's called Living as a Ghost. It's from a record called Kill the One You Love, and that record comes out the end of October. Here it is.
Sick of going nowhere.
Living as a Ghost, Gems, an amazing couple. What?
I just realized my brain is just, I'm looking at you like, all right, we're doing a show.
Yes, yes. How much sleep did you get last night, by the way?
Last night was not bad.
Robin's got a new baby, so.
Yeah, no, that's, this is... yeah, not much sleep. A lot of, not much.
All right, so whole sentences usually contain certain things.
I have been hallucinating a lot.
Yeah. No, I went to a fish show.
I know. Let's see. What were we talking about? Gems.
So Gems. What I love about them is the way that they've taken their sound, and just everything seems to be right in the place it needs to be. And I love the leap that they've made from their earlier EPs to this. Their first record will be out on Car Park Records. Exciting.
When's it out?
October 30th. And I love couples who make music together.
Well, that brings us to, naturally, the band Yacht. Yacht. All caps.
Another couple.
I'm saying it in all caps, by the way.
Right. And Gems is all caps.
Oh, my goodness.
They've got to meet.
Yeah. Duo. Jonah Bechtold and Claire Evans are the core of this group, Yacht. And they have a new record coming out called I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler.
Now, wait. What was the last record that you did?
The Things We Do to Find People Who Feel Like Us.
And this is called?
I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler.
Yeah, this is good. Okay.
This is the show.
They're like
of long,
stories yeah. inside.
There is
album
a lot
titles.
Of packed into that. I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler. This is the title cut from it. This is a song that, despite its beat and how catchy it is and how much it makes you want to move, it's actually inspired in part by all the reports of police violence that we've heard over the last year. But it's not the only thing that they take on this track. They also take on social media and drugs and drones and the state of art and much, much more in this cut, the title cut from Yacht's album, I Thought the Future Would Be Cooler.
I remember a song by a group in Baltimore called the Tinklers, and the great title of the song was The Future's Not As Good As It Used to Be.
That is
brilliant.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Take that.
I thought the future would be cooler. I thought the future would be cooler, 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 cooler. All lit up on LED. Next thing you know, you're sipping on a battery. Infinitely scrolling.
Hand to God, I thought we'd have flying cars and jetpacks by now. And they're right. The future is not as cool as I thought it was
right,
going to be.
The future's not as good as it used to be.
The band Yacht, they announced this record on Reddit with a series of animated GIFs. They had a different GIF for each track. And they did that, they say, because they said, the album's dead, the novel's dead, but GIFs loop forever. And so they thought the future would be cooler is out. I thought the future would be cooler.
The press release came out as a fax. But
PS, oh, right, yeah. I love the fun they're having with this one. October 16th is the release date for that Yacht record. Another band like the Front Bottoms, it's incredible to see live. They are such, they give such dynamic performances.
Yeah, Claire Evans is three people's worth of charisma in one.
Absolutely. You see a lot of shows, and I know you get up towards the front
you
a
think?
Lot. Yeah, yeah. What, 600 a year or something like that. And you're often in the photo pit, and then you also work your way. Do you ever feel like, you ever get someone planted right in front of you who's just like 6'5", and you can't see a thing, and you just wish, if only there were some sort of a rule or something that said tall people.
I do. You know, it happens a lot, and I don't feel bad for myself because I go to lots of shows, but what I do feel for are people who are really small. I've actually had people tell me that they've actually never seen a show before.
They go, but they actually never see it. And you also have a rule whenever we do a Tiny Desk concert, you say...
Right, I say small people come to the front.
Small people come to the front.
And so Stephen Thompson wrote a column this weekend for The Good Listener, and it was about, at the etiquette of concerts and... Tall people.
Yeah, so I got a letter basically asking, should very tall people feel obligated to, do they have a social obligation to like either move to the back of the room, mm-hmm. essentially not obstruct the views of people at a concert? And I viewed this the way that I view any concert etiquette question, of which I get a lot, what cell phones and vaping and whatever, all the things that bother certain people at concerts.
Me. Talking.
And so I wrote this, I tried to look at it from different points of view. Tall people are tall. They cannot, it's nature, not nurture that somebody is tall. So be mindful of the fact that somebody is not being inconsiderate merely by virtue of being tall at a concert. But also, as a medium tall person, I try to kind of hang in the middle a little bit. I try to be mindful of if I'm directly obscuring someone's view. Maybe I can switch spots with someone.
That's right.
And I really underestimated going in the degree of rage that column inspired.
From tall people?
Particularly from tall people who some of them were like, look, I do what I can. I got lots of very, reasoned responses. I had several people. I actually got one just now where they actually used the hashtag height shaming. I got some very reasoned, like, look, here's my experience. I do my best. And yet, I'll stand in the back and get a death glare from people, which is, of course, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, what are you shouldn't be told to stay home because you are a tall person.
So what?
No tall people allowed.
No talls allowed.
Yeah. I was sort of torn when I first thought of the question because I thought, boy, it sure would be nice if there were some sort of democratic process where everyone could see the show. And then I started reading the comments, and there were people who are taller who left comments like, I waited in line for hours. I got to the front of the stage and waited there for hours, saw the opening act, did everything I could to make sure that I had this spot up front because I really want to be close and see my favorite band, and to be told, you've been up here long enough, give me a chance to stand here, or move out of the way, I can't see, didn't feel fair to them. And I get that, if you've put forth that effort.
I hear that. At the same time, I do think there are ways you can, if you are directly in the front, you can widen your stance to a point. You cannot necessarily tower over everybody behind you. I feel like if you have an unobstructed view of the stage, it would be nice. None of this is advocating actual rules. It's, people are asking me about social etiquette. What should the etiquette be? And I'm merely suggesting, like, it would be nice, stand off to the side or crouch down or, situate yourself in front of a pillar or so as not to keep people from being able to, mm-hmm. to see the shows. And it is amazing how just visceral and vitriolic some of the responses have been.
I've always had this idea that I'm hoping someday some club I'll walk into will do this. It's called Height Night, right? And you arrange the entire room by height, and therefore you get to meet people who are of your height. And you'll stand next to somebody who you not. You would be splitting up couples, and that is a problem. You know, you mentioned that in the column. You have you're dating someone who's much smaller than you. What do you do? And if you're tall, but. I just think it'd be a wonderful thing. It's just a wonderful way to mix up the audience, so you're standing next to somebody and being with somebody you would not normally have been with.
I think that's very utopian, and I think you are underestimating how furious people will get.
When have I ever been utopian?
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Bob pages the building when there are rainbows outside.
Hey, everybody, rainbow alert. Well, if you have a question for the good listener, you can send it to
You'd like to enrage Stephen Thompson.
If you would like to be outraged at Stephen Thompson.
Thank you.
And if you have a question for the good listener, you can email it to Stephen at goodlistener@npr.org.
He's a Stephen. P-H.
That's right. P-H. P-H-E-N.
goodlistener@npr.org. And you do this every week. I'll call him every week.
And speaking of tall people, I have a new record by Deer Hunter.
There you go. So
he is
king of the segue.
Quite tall.
Yes, Bradford Cox is a very tall man and makes quite remarkable music. I think this might be, I've only heard 6 songs so far from this new record. The new album's called Fading Frontier, comes out mid-October, and I think this might be my favorite Deer Hunter record. Wow,
nice. There are some good ones.
Yes, there are some really good ones. I'm going to play a song. It's called Snakeskin. We premiered the video today, and let's give a listen. See what you think. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Jaunty.
Jaunty. I don't think of as a Bradford Cox is looking much like James Brown, but I just imagined, dun, 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 dun,
ow! Yeah, you know, totally.
Really good. Snakeskin's a song. Fading Frontier is the album, comes out mid-October.
A lot of swagger in that tune.
Yeah, well, I love the line at the beginning of the line. He says, I was born with a snake-like walk.
That's, slithering.
That is swagger, right?
It's too early for me to really make a call on this record for me. I've listened to it a couple of times, but you're not the only person who's heard it who's told me they think it's the best Deer Hunter record that they've done. I'm still on the Microcastle Weird Era continued.
The
2008, those two records in 2008, and that's the sound I'm more drawn to, but I need to spend more time with this one.
Take us out on something, Mr. Hilton.
How about Youth Lagoon? You know, earlier you mentioned about the creative leap that Gems took on their new record, and I think there's the same sort of creative leap that Youth Lagoon is taking on his new record. This is Trevor Powers from Boise, Idaho. And he makes electronic bass music. He has a very distinctive, quirky, high-pitched voice that may be an acquired taste for some people, but I love it. He released his first record.
Appreciates that.
Yes. Trevor, I got your back, man. Yeah. He released a record in 2011, another in 2013, but he is about to put out this third solo record that is just a monumental leap. It's called Savage Hills Ballroom. And just the rhythms, the melodies, the production, it's all more elaborate, more sophisticated. He says it's his most purposeful, most planned and intentional record that he's ever done. And you can hear it on every track. I was immediately knocked out when I put this record on. The song that I want to take us out on is called Highway Patrol Stun Gun. And like the Yacht Song, it was a song inspired in part by reports over the past year of all the various forms of police brutality, and it's interesting to start to hear this creep up in some of the music that we're getting, this theme, and how could it not?
Yeah.
Highway Patrol Stun Gun from the record Savage Hills Ballroom and Youth Lagoon. This record's out September 25th.
Excellent. This was the first time we've done a show, just the two of us.
A month or more.
God, I hope this doesn't happen anytime soon.
Me too.
Thanks.
I'm not a young man anymore. I can't take it.
Look at me.
Can't take it.
Thanks,
Mr.
Hilton.
Thank you, Bob. Youth Lagoon, Highway Patrol Stun Gun.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Possessed by something in the wind, they watch me like I'm a threat to them. Within sounds like a riot.